The audit covers Columbia-Dade, Martin, Santa Rosa, Suwannee, and Union Correctional Institutions, mainly chosen because of
the number and nature of use of force incidents, the inmate population size, the geographical location, and the predominant custody level.
DOC spokesman McKinley Lewis says the audit by the Association of State Correctional Administrators found the agency's use of force policies are in line with the nationwide standards.
The team also noted that they found no systemic or widespread noncompliance in following the department's use of force policy, and that all planned use of force events at the facilities were well documented from start to finish.
The audit did note that DOC should monitor correctional officers who felt the policies coddled inmates. It also noted correctional staff up for promotion avoid getting assigned to high-pressure jobs, recommended some facilities go toward 8-hour shifts instead of 12-hour shifts, and said contraband control was weak at several of its institutions. It also noted the lack of medical and mental health providers and recommended DOC cancel those contracts and go back to the drawing board, which Lewis says the prison agency is looking into. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.